G'day and welcome to Partake. The Bible, as we discussed in the last podcast, tells of how God has roared, or spoken if you like, to all of humanity. He has done this through the Bible using revelation, inspiration, and illumination. In this podcast, we will go on to ask why we should interact with the Bible. But firstly, let's look at some keys to understanding how to read the Bible. Secondly, the Bible is inerrant or without error, and that it is totally trustworthy. It does not contain errors or mistakes in its original form, that is, in the original manuscripts and languages. It is not inerrant, however, insofar as the translation from those languages. As Christians, we maintain the Bible as our final authority over all things. If it was not inerrant, then it could have no authority at all. Thirdly, no part of the Bible will explicitly contradict another part. It is a balanced and unified message from a God who does not change. God is not a God of confusion, but a God of order. As you read it regularly and consistently, you will be amazed how it all holds together. Fourthly, we are to keep what we are reading in context, not only within its immediate context, but also in context with the rest of the Bible. Take, for example, Psalm 14, verse 1, where the Bible says, "There is no God." What Psalm 14, verse 1 actually says is that the fool in his heart has said, "There is no God." It is also out of context with the rest of the Bible where God is said to exist, such as Genesis chapter 1. You can make the Bible say whatever you want to say by merely taking sections or verses out of context and thus creating pretexts. When you read, ask yourself questions about the passage. How, who, when, where, why, and what? Fifthly, use a Bible you can read and understand easily. There are many translations available to suit the taste of anybody. You may like to use a Bible reading plan, which will take you through the Bible in a year. Lastly, expect to be changed when reading the Bible. Read it with an obedient heart, mind, and will. The Bible is God's written word because it is active, and God will not cease transforming you into the image of Jesus, the living word, his son, which is the goal of being a Christian. So if they are the keys to the doors, what then are the doors? Door 1. The Bible equips for service. This is one of the main ways that the Bible helps you is by equipping you as a Christian for active service. You are called to serve. And there are at least 4 ways in which the Bible does this in your life as a Christian. Firstly, is that the Bible both equips and is useful for evangelism and pointing others to Jesus Christ. When Philip the evangelist was talking to the Ethiopian about the Christ, it was Isaiah 53 which was the point of query. The Bible also equips in order for you to give counsel and instruction to others seeking help. An example of this is seen when Paul urged Timothy to use scripture when teaching others. Thirdly, the Bible equips you as a Christian to use your spiritual gifts. A spiritual gift is an ability given by the Holy Spirit to you if you are a believer and Christian, so that the church as a whole, not just your local church, the universal church, is encouraged and that God is glorified. Your spiritual maturity derives from building Bible knowledge, which in turn helps you use your spiritual gifts in the best way possible. Finally, it also equips you for doing battle with Satan and resisting temptation. In writing to the Ephesians, Paul likened the believer's spiritual armor to that used by Roman foot soldiers. In this anecdote, the Bible is compared to a soldier's sword. A sword is not only used to defend, but also to attack. Jesus fended off and attacked Satan by using scripture to negate the temptations. You can use all these methods in order to live the Christian life and also to grow into spiritual maturity. This is as you read your Bible regularly, asking the Holy Spirit to illuminate it to you as you do so. Then there's another door. The Bible helps you to know God more. This is one of the very key teachings from the Bible, that God can be known personally. People are not naturally born possessing this knowledge, even though they may know the very existence of God. Knowing that God exists is not the same as actually knowing God personally. In the same way that I know about the Queen or President Obama, I don't know them personally. That is the same state people are in with regards to God. Personal knowledge of God is ultimately crucial, however, since knowing God personally and developing the relationship is what being a Christian is all about. As a Christian, you should be rejoicing that God earnestly desires you to attain this knowledge of Him in order to know Him more and more. For this reason, He has roared, He has spoken to you through His written word, the Bible, revealing Himself and disclosing how you may know Him more. And whilst God can be known, your knowledge of God is only partial, and you will never know everything there is to be known about Him. Knowledge of Him is both wondrous and without end. As you grow spiritually, knowing the Bible, and thus knowing Him more, you will grow in spiritual maturity. The Apostle Peter commands that you grow in the knowledge of Jesus. You do this as part of your spiritual journey in order to become more like Jesus Christ. One of the Christian life's greatest delights is developing an intimate knowledge of God and of Him developing an intimacy with you. The gospel or the news of Jesus that you share with other people is rightly entitled the power of God to salvation. The Bible and its gospel whereby people come to know God are found in that the gospel is the agent of the new birth. The gospel, the message we preach, is the soap or the cleansing agent whereby God gives the believing sinner a spiritual bath, resulting in salvation, and the Bible is a teacher that brings wisdom, which therefore leads to salvation. And another door, the Bible helps us to know God's will. God has a program for the universe, and it is revealed only in the Bible. The overall will of God is that all people come to believe and trust in Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. After starting the Christian life, you discover God's program from humbly reading His written word, the Bible. God's initial will for those who believe is the changing and conforming of the believer into the likeness of Jesus Christ. But this is only the beginning of God's work in you. This serves as merely an introduction into the lifelong process of becoming like Jesus Christ. Paul writes, "God who began the good work in you will keep on working in you until the day Jesus Christ comes again. God will not abandon you, but will keep working in you, transforming you to be like Jesus Christ." Obeying God's will as revealed in the Bible helps speed this transformation along. It is work, because sometimes obedience is difficult and it involves cost. Yet it is also worthwhile in the light of eternity. And as a Christian believer, you should not overlook God's work in this world. Was it not Jesus who commanded all His followers to tell all people about Himself? God uses people to tell this gospel, and conviction comes through the work of the Holy Spirit. This includes you, if you allow Him and seize every opportunity. And then thirdly and finally, believe it or not, God is at work in and through the church, His church, His bride. The church is to be a dynamic organism ordained by Jesus to do work for God. As the church reflects biblical truths to the world, God works through the Holy Spirit and through his followers in order to strengthen and bless the church, both on a local level and on a global scale. God has roared and continues to roar. The Bible, by way of revelation, illumination, and inspiration, helps transform the reader through the power of the Holy Spirit. By using the six keys of understanding, there are three doors opened up. The door to serve God efficiently, to know God more, and to know God's will. Let God roar to you through the Bible. Go have an impact on your community and the world. For more to think about, please do read in the Bible, Luke 24, verse 25 to 35, Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11, 2 Peter 3, verse 14 to 18, Philippians 1, verse 3 to 6. Ask yourself the following questions, writing them down if you can, and see how you respond or react to them. Then why not share your answers with your spouse or a close friend so that you can pray over any issues together? Question 1. What do I understand by the word inerrant and authority in regards to the Bible? Question 2. What is my expectation when I read the Bible, and in what ways can I use the Bible every day to be cleansed and grow in spiritual maturity? Question 3. How does the Bible help my relationship with God and allow God to reveal his will and program? And question 4, why should I reflect biblical truths in my life to those who do not know God? Thank you.